My name's Bob Frampton. I'm from Juneau, Alaska. I represent an estate that kind of oversees the landfall property, 11-acre heritage site, Griggs, Newfoundland, with a 200-year-old cottage, Kent Cottage. And we are working with a trust, a group of volunteers, the Landfall Trust, and establishing an artist-in-residence program and something to promote the arts and humanities and cultural heritage of the local area. Jake Follinsby, who owned the property since 1952 or 53, and who passed away in 2004, was a high school teacher. And I had him from 1968 through 1970. He failed me the first year, and then I just had him every year after that as an instructor, and I'd hang out in his classroom at lunchtime. He was certainly a fine teacher and became a mentor and eventually a friend. As young people, we're always being told what to do, and I think at times he just wanted to hear what young people thought, and he respected their thinking. He knew it would change over time as they grow and mature and they take on new responsibilities. And Lord knows the world's so much different when you're 25 than when you're 16. And there wasn't criticism. He was just listening and then bouncing ideas back and forth. I've been out of touch for years. And one week, and I think it was 2003, I was reading Mitch Applom's book, Tuesdays with Maury, about a fellow and his relationship with a college professor. And it just struck home that this really reminded me of my time with Jake. Wrote Jake a letter. Jake gave me a phone call back a couple weeks later, said he's dying of cancer, it'd be nice to visit. My brother Norman, who also had Jake as a student, came up and we just moved in with him. He was alone, and it was just so good to be there and to actually have conversations about life, what life meant, where life was going, and really what his wishes were for the future. Not only just for the people and the planet, but really what he wanted to do with Landfall. And his Kent Cottage, which meant everything to him over 50 years. And we spent a great deal of time just talking about Landfall and what could be done with it. He came every summer. In fact, as a student, he gave me a picture, you know, 3x5 postcard size. And I have always had that. And I went from one bulletin board to the next, from college to my first home out of college to my time in the Arctic, to my time down into southeast Alaska. And I had always looked at the picture, never been here. And even when I wasn't in touch with Jake all the time, always had that connection to Jake through that picture of this place. And so he spoke about it, kind of mystical, barren rocks, very old cottage tucked into a hollow, shrubs and bushes and small trees around, and quiet, solitude, isolation, and old. Everything was old. The geology was old, the geography was old, the cottage was old. On the West Coast, there's nothing old. Being from the West Coast, you go back 100 years or 200 years, now that's old. But to come here and to see things that are 300 or 400 years, it's different. And the first time I came here was 2005. He had his own home, West Seattle, on a bluff, closed in with evergreens, bushes. The house was tucked in behind a gate. As a kid, I would, definitely on Friday evenings or Saturday evenings, I'd go up and visit Jake. And he was just always a man who was on his own. And he was quiet. And he was at peace with that. But he was an artist and he was a musician. And a lot of those are solitary activities. I would sit and visit with him, and he would sit down at the piano and play Bill Evans' You Must Believe in Spring. I think he had a real appreciation for jazz. He had a large music collection, everything from Beethoven through Carly Simon. Always had a tune humming. Oh, Jake was tall, very handsome, took care of himself, grew up in a military family. His father was a chaplain in the army, very self-contained. And I'd see coming here, he had a solitude here. The Lord, he had visitors every single day, which he may not have had in Seattle. And Jake was a very complex man. And it's just kind of going back and sitting with him. He's very, very intense at times. It's hard to sit with someone as they're dying and seeing their life go by and sharing their life with them and what they wish they would have done or what they could have done. And then when they die, a part of you dies with them. But on the other hand, continue to live. You go on. And Jake goes on with us. It changed my life completely. The Seattle property was the ticket to preserving and protecting landfall and making everything move forward. And we liquidated the Seattle property. We put all the money together. And then we came here to Brigus and sat down with the community. And from that point on is how we kind of coalesced the key ideas, and then we formed the trust, the Landfall Trust, and made a charitable nonprofit. Everywhere we look, we see change. There's where it used to be a little neighborhood, now is a strip mall, where what used to be a quiet waterfront is now condominiums. And he wanted to protect the cottage and the property from that. So what he'd done over the period of years, from the 1950s on, is he acquired a little piece of property and kept attaching them until he had actually had a nice buffer. And so his goal was to protect the property because of its heritage, a 200-year-old structure, in very livable, workable condition. And then his other concern was to somehow use the building, the facility, to promote cultural heritage, to benefit the local community and the province. As the representative of the estate, there's certain fiduciary responsibilities that we know that the property's protected, that the board of directors are protected. It's been a second job, but an enjoyable one. It's a wonderful board of directors. And they have artists staying here every summer. They have two major residencies. Then when it's not being used for the residencies for the artists, it's rented out as a vacation home, vacation retreat, and that kind of helps keep the doors open. That's where we get our funding. Everything's going really well. Well, we see it every day. We had a wonderful board meeting here yesterday afternoon. And the board meeting's all over, and the sun comes out, and the hillside's being lit, and the water's being lit. It was just like, oh, yeah, everything's okay. Jake's smiling.